On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Nicola Everett.
British Airways pilots could strike within weeks after the airline lost its attempts to block industrial action. The two sides are involved in a pay dispute, and it's understood the union BALPA will meet BA officials later. Sky's business presenter Ian King says it's a row that's been simmering for quite some time.
British Airways offered BALPA an 11.5% pay rise over 3 years. That pay offer has been accepted by the Unite and GMB unions, so other parts of British Airways' workforce, the cabin crew, for example, they've agreed the offer, but the pilots have been holding out for more money.
KMFM News.
It's been revealed the Jeremy Kyle show used Facebook ads to target people who wanted personal issues resolving. ITV's chief exec's written to a group of MPs led by Kent's Damien Collins, who are investigating reality TV. Dame Carolyn McCall confirms some so-called calls to action were aimed at those looking to take a lie detector or DNA test. She says they were always told their accuracy couldn't be guaranteed. The government's being accused this lunchtime of delivering a completely inadequate response to youth violence. MPs on the Home Affairs Select Committee describe it as a social emergency with devastating consequences. They warn young people are being failed and are losing their lives as a result. Policing Minister Kit Malthouse says the government, under new PM Boris Johnson, recognises it needs to up its game.
The 20,000 extra police officers that the Prime Minister has promised will arrive in the next 36 months, alongside, you know, dealing with violence in all its forms as a central part of my mission as policing minister. We hope we'll do something to bring the parties together to deal with this issue.
Police investigating a crash near Aylesford which killed a motorcyclist are making another appeal for information 2 months after it happened. Two cars and a motorbike were involved in the collision at the entrance to Cobtree Manor Park on Forstall Road at the end of May. A man in his 70s died in hospital just over 2 weeks later. Officers are still trying to work out exactly what happened and want anyone who saw it to contact them.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Bosses at Rochester Cathedral have defended their decision to open a crazy golf course in the medieval nave. The nine-hole bridge-themed course opened at the weekend after the Archbishop of Canterbury said cathedrals need to have more fun. Well, they're hoping it'll draw in more families and be educational, but some have described it as a serious mistake. Reverend Matthew Rushton says there are much more important things to be concerned about.
In September, we're going to be hosting the Knife Angel, which is a 27-foot-high sculpture made of knives that have been surrendered to the police, and it's raising awareness of the issues of knife crime and youth violence. And the thing I'd say, if people are going to get outraged about issues like that.
You can let us know what you think this lunchtime by voting in our poll and watching our video report at kentonline.co.uk. A father and son found guilty of a modern-day slavery ring in Kent are due to be sentenced later. Up to 18 victims at a time were found living in squalid conditions in Dover after being brought over from the Czech Republic on the promise of work, good money and a accommodation. The 48 and 26-year-olds were found guilty of people trafficking offences. And a Kent teenager who suffers from an incurable condition which forced her to quit her job has set up a group to try and raise awareness of it. Paige Rabbits from Herne Bay was diagnosed with fibromyalgia last November and experiences constant pain, tiredness and memory issues. The 18-year-old recently stopped working as a cleaner after she would come home with so many aches in her legs that it kept her awake at night. She says she's now holding meetings with others living with the condition.
Just talking about it face to face can really make other people understand, because they can physically see that my mum saw that those people who came actually share a lot in common with the condition than I do, and she's slowly starting to understand, and I just think everyone needs that sort of view.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Cricket in Kent have continued their 100% record in this season's T20 Blast after beating Surrey. The rain meant they could only play 7 overs each at the Oval last night, but the Spitfires beat Surrey's target of 55, mostly thanks to Mohammed Nabi, who scored 43 of Kent's runs. Head coach Matt Walker says his bowling also helped them out.
I think he's a master with the ball, yeah. And I think people will watch his hard hitting and enjoy that. Of course, it's the exciting bit of T20 cricket when the ball sails out the park. And he can do that, and that's why he's such a valuable player for us, because he's got both strings to his bow.
They're still top of the South Group with 4 wins from 4, and their next game is against Middlesex at Lords tomorrow. And in football, Gillingham have named defender Max Amar as their club captain ahead of the new season. The Gills get their League One campaign underway at Doncaster on Saturday. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.